She's the newest of 70.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Tragedy in Southern California, where officials say two firefighting planes collided in midair while they were battling a wildfire near Cabazon. One crashed, killing two firefighters and a pilot. CAL FIRE Southern Region Chief David Fulcher.
This was a tragic loss for the community, the fire service community in CAL FIRE and Riverside County Fire Department.
He says the other helicopter landed safely. The crash caused a new fire, which has been extinguished. The NTSB is investigating the cause. At least two homes have been swept away in record glacial flooding in Juneau, Alaska.
It was just like it was happening in slow motion, bit by bit, as the yard was taken away. And trees would fall in and then the stairs to the deck.
No one was injured. The city's deputy manager says water surrounding the 3,000-year-old Mendenhall Glacier is now threatening the entire city. The U.S. now has Navy destroyers on standby near the Aleutian Islands after nearly a dozen Russian and Chinese warships were spotted patrolling international waters near the Alaskan coast. Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan.
The size of this joint surface action task force by the Russian and Chinese navies is unprecedented.
He calls it a new era of aggression led by Moscow and Beijing. Former President Trump is sounding off on social media after he was indicted last week for allegedly trying to overturn the 2020 election results. He faces a 5 p.m. deadline today to respond to a request for a protective order that would limit what he can say about the case. CBS's Willie James Inman.
What prosecutors in this case requested was a protective order that would essentially limit the type of things that the former president can say publicly about the case and what he can divulge, things that he could potentially learn through the case just by being a defendant, things that his lawyers would learn.
Mr. Trump is calling for the judge to be recused, and he's demanding a change of venue for the trial. The chief executive of Yellow says the 99-year-old trucking company is closing after filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. About 30,000 workers will lose their jobs amid mounting debt that includes a $700 million COVID relief fund. A check in on that billion or so up for grabs. CBS's Matt Piper.
There was no big winner for Friday's Mega Millions drawing. Now that jackpot has reached an estimated $1.5 billion with a cash option of $757 million. That could make it the third largest prize in U.S. lottery history.
The drawing's tomorrow night. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Too much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and then the very next day he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Donald J. Trump has now been indicted for a third time. The purpose of the conspiracy was to overturn the legitimate results of the 2020 presidential election by using knowingly false claims of election fraud. The defendant enlisted co-conspirators to assist him in his criminal efforts. Jim Troupas, Ron Johnson, they're coming for you. Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Jeffrey Clark, yeah, you as well.
Weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply.
You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
She's the newest of 7 elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media weather team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course in, let's say, logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow.
A high D.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different. But you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
CBS News Brief. The NTSB is investigating the cause of a deadly collision involving two firefighting planes over Riverside County, California. Cal Fire Southern Region Chief David Fulcher.
Tragically, all three members perished, which included one Cal Fire Division Chief, one Cal Fire Fire Captain, and one contract pilot.
One plane landed safely. U.S. Navy warships have been dispatched to the Aleutian Islands after an incursion by Chinese and Russian military vessels. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Four U.S. Navy destroyers responded to the Russian-Chinese exercise. Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan called it unprecedented.
Former President Trump has a deadline coming up today to respond to a requested protective order limiting what he can say about his new federal election interference case. CBS's Willie James Inman.
Trump's team is essentially pushed back over the weekend. They said that they needed more time than that 5 p.m. deadline.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Justin Lyerly's Pink World, and we're just all living in it. How are you, Dr. Lyerly?
I'm so good. I had the greatest Wisconsin weekend, Pat.
You really, really did. You know, you were biking. You were seen relaxing, taking in some music. You were seen on the frozen tundra, which is not so frozen this time of year, thankfully, at Lambeau Field for family night. How did you like that? I'm sure you've been to family night before, but was that actually your first time getting the field level view?
Yeah, that was the first time I've ever like actually been on the turf at Lambeau, sitting in the north end zone watching the fireworks. It was surreal. And, you know, for a Packer fan who grew up here and has always loved the Packers, even when I didn't understand what that meant, it was really, really crazy.
Oh, that's great. And just on Thursday on Hometown Health, we talked about all of the ways that it's better if you have more biking and more bike and pedestrian friendly places. And I think you were really demonstrating that for the Green Bay and the Northern Fox Valley last weekend. You got a lot of wheel time in.
Yeah, wasn't it great to have the Flukies on last week?
Yes.
They were they do so much for the biking infrastructure of Northeast Wisconsin. And you know, if you're a biker, if you look around, you don't even have to be a biker. Just look around. There are numerous events all across the state. You don't have to be some hardcore, I ride 100 miles in one pop kind of person. You can be I like to pop on my bike and do, you know, 10 miles, or I like to ride my bike over to the place where my friends are gathering and just have a really good time. That's what we did this weekend. We did bike to the beat in the Fox Valley. We rode from De Pere down to Kimberly and then back to De Pere. So it was about 60 miles, but there were, I don't know, 6 or 7 stops. Every stop had music, live music. Every stop had amazing food. And every stop had that sense of community, people who were out there for the same reason, just enjoying life. Beautiful day, just happy to be together.
Yeah, I mean, with good weather, it was no longer sweltering. And again, for most of us, the rain held off. So that was nice. So good. I'm glad it was a lot of fun, because you've been doing a lot of traveling. I know there's more travels yet in your future. So isn't it nice when the weather and the scheduling, you know, gives you just a good home weekend, a good home base weekend?
Oh, man, it's so nice. And can I just share like one special moment?
Sure.
So we were riding through Kaukauna, which is where I grew up. And I always get really nostalgic about that. And we rode past one of my friend's houses from high school. We've known each other since we were little kids. And sitting in the driveway are these two women with cowbells, just ringing their bells for the riders and having a great time. And I thought, I wonder if that's my friend's mom. So I made Craig turn around and we biked up into the driveway. And sure enough, it's my friend's mom sitting there with her friend, who happens to be this legendary person from Kaukauna, legendary teacher. Actually, her name is Barbie, and her husband, who's since passed, was Ken, Barbie and Ken Roloff. No kidding. So she's 90 now. And we sat and chatted about just how her career in teaching felt to her at the time and the sacrifices she made, but the return and the number of students that she influenced and how she's heard from them over the years and how much that meant to her. And it was just really neat to kind of close that loop. You know, my oldest son recently accepted a teaching job down in southeastern Wisconsin, and he's at the beginning of that journey. And we all, I think, remember teachers who have been influential for us in our lives. So to be able to just kind of pay it back and, you know, give her a big hug and say thank you, that was one of the most important parts of that ride for me.
Well, and when you talk about, you know, not a thankless job, but the part about teaching is that, and sometimes there's plenty of times you don't know the impact that you had on somebody, because you don't get to see them or talk to them 10, 20, 30 years later. I mean, I'm sure that, you know, for Miss Wedge, the English teacher at Battle Creek Junior High, I was just another dorky kid, you know, that came through. But I've talked about her endlessly as the person who, you know, just made me appreciate the English language and reading and grammar and everything else. And so many teachers don't, you know, they don't know, all you can do is put it out there and hope that you're doing your best. And certainly they are. And I'm so glad that somebody like you would take the time to make the U-turn and go talk and go catch up with somebody who they weren't looking for compliments and accolades, but they got them because you were nice enough to go back and talk to them. So
they were just hanging out, ringing their bells.
That's so great. Good for them. Let's turn our attention to the news here, simply because, look, if you've got a political bingo card, you might need it. It might have words like triggered or snowflake or cry harder or whatever the case may be. I myself like to use the Casablanca line that the conservative justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court are shocked, I tell you, to discover karma. to discover that the people who had no problem taking powers away from a governor and from an attorney general could have some of their powers taken away from them when they are no longer in the majority. And that's exactly what has happened in the past week since Janet Protasiewicz took office. Now, conservative Annette Ziegler is still the Chief Justice. She has a two-year term. The court votes on who will be the Chief Justice, and the conservative majority just happened to do that a month before the election. So conservative Chief Justice Ziegler will be there. But she has been, squawking since the progressives took over. And we already talked about how they have, let go the conservative who was the state courts director. But now they have also changed some of the administrative duties, shall we say. And those duties are no longer with the Chief Justice, but with more of an administrative committee, which is the right of the majority justices to do. And so Chief Justice Ziegler, who had no problem taking powers away from others, is suddenly making all kinds of noise about the impropriety of something happening to her. And all I know is there's this saying about, the goose and the gander, and, just read into that what you will, Chief Justice.
It's funny how it feels so bad when you are on the losing side of it. Mm-hmm. And, they've been on the winning side for so long. And that's why the tide has turned. The people spoke, and they spoke very clearly when we elected Judge Janet. We want to see something different. Wisconsin deserves something different. And we're headed in that direction. And it's more than one thing. It's not just seating Janet in her role, but it's all of the other influences and things that come along with it. And these are just two of those things.
Well, and of course, it's not just Ziegler, but the court's other extremely right-wing justice, Rebecca Bradley, who has taken to social media and referred to her colleagues as political hacks and saying that this is morally wrong. These are politicians wearing robes. Hello, pot, kettle, black, mm-hmm. when it comes to politicians wearing robes. And the progressives, Rebecca Dallet and others, responded that, they had approached the Chief Justice and said, we would like to talk about this. We would like to have a meeting. The Chief Justice refused to schedule a meeting. So the majority, did it themselves, as they have that right to do. Now, look, if somebody was saying, well, now this just continues the same, problems that the court has had for years with conflict between the two. I understand that. But again, why is it always the one side that has to, be the one to disarm first? Why is it always that one side why do they have to be two standards? It's much like this Donald Trump case where people saying, there are two systems of justice here. Yeah, it appears there is, because Donald Trump would be in jail right now if he was any other person doing what he's doing. So I think there should be one system. And in this case, in the state Supreme Court, majority rules. And in the federal case, it means, if you threaten prosecutors on social media, maybe the judge should park his butt in jail for a while.
Hey, I think about the judicial system, and, I don't really understand how our judicial system got so political. Like, when did this happen, when the judges were so involved in the politics of what's going on? Is this new?
Yeah, it's not new, but it goes back to the late 1970s, kind of the beginning of the modern conservative movement, when conservatives realized that they could not win legislative elections, congressional elections and such, but that nobody was really paying attention to some of these judicial elections, and that you could start to get people appointed as judges there. A lot of people trace it back to Robert Bork. And when Reagan tried to nominate this far right judge to the Supreme Court, and Democrats in the U.S. Senate, rightly said, I don't know about this guy. I mean, they've approved a lot of Republican judges over the years, but the things that this guy is saying indicates that he would, in fact, be a politician in a justice's robe. Mm-hmm. And so his nomination was eventually rejected. And conservatives at that point essentially said, well, game on. And as we saw throughout the George W. Bush presidency, and certainly during the Donald Trump presidency, putting all manner of right-wingers into court positions who have shown through their decisions that they are either extremely political or extremely incompetent when you look at how some of the rulings have had to be, you know, corrected or overturned on appeal and things like that. But yeah, this didn't come out of thin air. These were very political calculated decisions to, again, much like Congress and the legislature is today, to put party above public service. And it's a real shame, but it is the world we live in. And so we can't just wish it away and say, well, you know, we'll be the ones to roll over first, you know.
But you're right. I mean, there has to be, it's like physics, for every action, there has to be an equal and opposite reaction. So that's what we're seeing here. It's just so ugly. And I think that when I talk to people, like regular people, they don't like it. They don't like it. None of us like how political our judicial system has become. It's supposed to be pure. It's supposed to be above all of this. And, you know, clearly it's not.
It's supposed to be. But, you know, again, it's tough to put that toothpaste back in the tube, I guess, is what I'm trying to say here. You know, we have, forgive the biblical reference, but we have taken a bite out of the apple from the tree of knowledge to realize that courts can indeed be politicized. And now that we all know that, it's tough to wish that away. There's always going to be people who, no matter how pure anybody's motives might be, somebody else is going to try to view them through a partisan lens, one way or the other. And so if we are living in that era with a partisan lens, then let's go into it with our eyes wide open and say, okay, well, let's find the people who are well qualified. And if they're open about their values, but still well qualified, then that will work for us. And that is how Janet Protasiewicz won her seat.
Yes.
She said, look, here are my values. They're out here. They're not how I will rule on individual cases. And I will say as well, again, there are things about Brian Hagedorn, one of the conservative justices, in his past that I find abhorrent. But I also know that in individual cases, this person, who is no doubt a conservative, an old classic style conservative, has made decisions that were the right one based on the law, not based on values. And, you know, so between Hagedorn and Protasiewicz, if those two, they're not going to agree on everything. But if they can, you know, essentially run, they're the closest thing we've got, it sounds like, to running a court the way that you and all of our friends and everything want it to get back to. The only difference is now we know their values. We used to not know that all judge elections were like trying to read a riddle, you know, in a foreign language. And now we know where they are, and we have to hope we vote for the ones who still have a conscience about them.
It's good to know their values too. You know, we all have them.
Yeah.
So
what we did with Up North News. We're like, here, these are our values. We're still going to cover the news, you know, and if you think we do a good job, you're going to keep watching, reading, listening, you know.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. And that's what we do. So I'm so glad that we get to do that. Thank you for helping me go through the headlines of the main headline of the week. There's other things. There's so much going on.
There's no lack.
No,
information
nope.
Right now.
There's really not. But we will take a break right here. We'll take some time to do today's history lesson, do a little bit of a music break. And then in our next hour, Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski will be with us, along with some of our friends from Motherhood for Good. And we will continue the talk about building on the progress that was made in April's state Supreme Court election and not getting complacent as we move into 2023 and 24. We'll be right back. You're up north.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition, which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really fair. I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Megan Hatton. Periods of cloudy sky expected for today. A few sprinkles or light showers not out of the question. The high 83 this afternoon. A few of those sprinkles continue tonight, then skies becoming partly cloudy. The low near 60. A little more sunshine for Tuesday means warmer temperatures. High 85. Right now it's 57.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Oh, you were really going to sing it. Oh, no, I'm just going to lip sync it over here.
Maybe so, you can come on tune next week, you and me, this
song. There you go. So, welcome back. I'm Elton John. Kiki D is with us as well. And Don't Go Breaking My Heart was the number one song this day in 1976, which means, of course, in researching this, I had to go look at the music video. Aaron, are you watching the music video? Are you playing it off of the video right now?
I am. And for some reason, the default captions are Dutch.
Maybe that was the original translation of the song. I don't know. But I mean, now that you're looking at it, and I don't know if you've seen it before, but I mean, it was one of the, it doesn't really count as a music video. It was 1976, but if it was, one of the cheesiest videos of all time, right?
Oh, yeah.
I do remember it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just so fakey. Anyway, let's see. A couple of years later, 1978 on this day, Jimmy Carter declared a federal emergency at Love Canal due to toxic waste that had been disposed of negligently. That's when the country was really first awakened to the really bad stuff that industry had been dumping in our streams and ditches and vacant lots and what have you. And, you know, now we call it PFAS for a specific type of chemical, but we're still still discovering these things, much less cleaning them up. But Love Canal was really the wake-up call for that back in 1978. The number one song this day in 1965. Well, let me put it, the day before today in 1965, the number one song was the Rolling Stones, I Can't Get No Satisfaction. Here's the song that knocked it out of the number one spot in 1965 by Herman's Hermits.
Second verse, same as the first. I'm Henry the Eighth, I am. Henry the Eighth, I am, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married seven times before.
Just a reminder that, you know, even any novelty song can knock off a classic rock hit if it's catchy. It's got a good tune.
I love that song.
Mm-hmm. The thing I remember about Herman's Hermits was when I was looking up something about, it wasn't Jimi Hendrix. It was, maybe it was Keith Moon. Anyway, he was... One of their first things was to tour as the undercard with Herman's Hermits, and realizing they're this very clean cut, you know, group with a clean cut image, not so much so behind the scenes. Which kind of led to the whole thing about destroying hotel rooms. And gosh, wasn't it a fun? It was such a more innocent time back then, wasn't it? Yeah. On this day in 1782, here's a tale of American politics. Two things here. On this day in 1782, General George Washington ordered the creation of the Badge of Military Merit to honor soldiers wounded in battle. It's later renamed to the Purple Heart. Fast forward 12 years, President George Washington had to invoke the Militia Act to suppress the Whiskey Rebellion in western Pennsylvania, where he had to discover that, you know, it's one thing to be a general that everybody loves, but as soon as you go into politics and you become president, you know, there's some people that are going to hate you, especially the ones that are going to make whiskey and not want to pay a tax on it. Just a minor thing, you know, hashtag politics. Born this day in 1942 was the late B.J. Thomas. He was born in Hugo, Oklahoma, and had several chart-topping hits, perhaps most notably this.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit.
I always wondered about that line. Who comes up with that line? Just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit.
That's like one of those lyrics that you sing, you listen to, and you sing, and until like 40 years later, you're thinking about it.
Yes.
It made sense to you.
Yeah. It's like, it's just another lyric. Then you go, where did that come from?
Probably written by some guy whose feet were too big for his bed.
I guess. Yeah. Some of the other hits included, Hey, Won't You Play Another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong Song, and he passed away in 2021. Another birthday today, actress Charlize Theron from South Africa is 48 years old today. And one more from the music break here, because I don't know why I like doing this, but when heavy metal singers, when hard rock singers, you know, when they hit their senior years, it's just kind of weird to think that Bruce Dickinson, the lead vocalist for Iron Maiden, turned 65 years old today. And can he still do Power Slave the way he did like this?
Now I am cold, but a ghost lives in my veins. Silent, the terror, the rage, marble in stone.
Here's what I wonder. In nursing homes, in assisted living facilities, in retirement communities, of course, there's entertainment from time to time. You know, and once upon a time, it would just be like a piano player, maybe a barbershop quartet, you know, maybe some nice light tunes. But for Bruce Dickinson's generation, I mean, is that what they're playing during the recreation, the arts and crafts hour and things like that? Is, you know, if they have a little amateur talent show, is somebody up there breaking out into Iron Maiden because that's what they grew up with? I'd like to know.
I don't know about the retirement home, but when they busted out during the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame celebrations, I am always, like, amazed that they can still do it in their 60s and 70s.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is best described as don't stop. If you are active now, don't stop. Because once you do, boy, it is tough to shake off that rust. I mean, if Springsteen or Mick Jagger were to pause at all, you know, they'd break a hip next time they try to do it. Speaking of which, are you really going to go see Springsteen break a hip?
Not break a hip, but I'm going to see him bust a move at Wrigley Field this week.
So he plays there this week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Wednesday night. I'm going with my BFF from high school. Shout out to Victoria. And we are going to have a blast.
Have you been to a Springsteen show before?
I have in college. During
in college?
Born in the USA tour. I was not a fan.
Oh, that's right. Remember, he pulled you up on stage during Dancing in the Dark. Yeah, you tripped. Yeah. They had to go with Courtney Cox instead.
I'm clumsy.
Yeah. What was that show like in college? I mean, because he was like a big deal back then.
I wasn't a fan, and I went just with a buddy. And I remember, you know, the first couple songs, I was like, this is okay, whatever. And then Hungry Heart came out. And the crowd sang the entire first verse without Bruce. And at that moment, I was hooked.
And I guess that, like Thunder Road, I don't know that he's ever sang Thunder Road in concert, because he just turns it over to the crowd and they do the whole thing and they revel in it, you know?
He doesn't have to. And he knows that he doesn't have an amazing voice, but he's not there for his voice. He is there to entertain the crowd. And man, he knows how to do it.
And that's just it. If you can move and work the crowd, that's exactly how that's going to work for you. Aaron, I didn't mean to leave you out of this, but I don't know that you've... I figured you'd have piped in if you'd have been to a Springsteen show by now.
Yeah, I haven't.
Okay. I mean, I'm more likely to have been to a B.J. Thomas concert, but I wasn't. I mean... We played that. I don't think we've played that game yet. Your first, yeah, we have. We've played that game where your first concerts. My first concerts were Donnie and Marie. for my sister, my little sister. Helen Reddy, who was playing a corporate dinner that I went to with a girlfriend. Yeah. And Florence Henderson and Tennessee Ernie Ford at my prom. Again, if you missed the story the first time, we'll save it for another day. More in our next hour, especially Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski and Motherhood for Good next. You're up north.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
She's the newest of 7 elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess. Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.